St. Pete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from our studios inside Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Now, let's go live to Big C for Job Talk with Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and we usually broadcast from the beautiful new Big C office located in downtown St. Petersburg. But today, we are excited to be doing this program from our guest's office, also located in downtown St. Petersburg. Anyway, I just want to take this time to thank our new sponsors, Big C and Advanced Recruiting Academy, for their support, and to all those working at our sponsors, thank you, too, for all of your help. And for those of you tuning into Job Talk for the first time, you'll learn that it's my goal to talk with the leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and in every possible industry, so that anyone who's considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them a little bit better. Plus, and it's been a lot of fun for me to meet and talk with some very interesting people, and I've made a lot of new friends in the process. So before I introduce my guests, I want to mention that if you want to view their website while the interview is going on, you can visit www.heartgallerykids.org. I'm very happy to welcome my guests today, Bonnie Huff, the Development Manager, and Jen Nance, the Executive Director of the Heart Gallery of Pinellas and Pasco. Welcome to Job Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you. So thrilled to be here.
I appreciate it. What a beautiful office overlooking St. Anthony's Hospital here. It's just beautiful. So thank you. So anyway, thank you for being my guest. And Bonnie, it was really great that you reached out to us. Actually, you saw St. Pete Radio St. Pete at the Academy Prep.
At an Academy Prep luncheon, and so we were excited to get this opportunity and get to talk to you.
That's wonderful. Well, I appreciate it. And so anyway, I want to let I'm excited to talk about your organization here. But before we get to that, I always like to let people get to know our guests on a personal level. So please tell us about yourselves up until the time you joined this organization. Bonnie, we'll start with you.
Sure. So I'm actually a native of St. Petersburg, lived here for about the first 20 years of my life, and moved away for college and then spent some time in Austin, Texas, and Richmond, Virginia. I went to grad school for public affairs and nonprofit management and have spent a lot of time at different community and nonprofit organizations doing development and communications, lots of different projects, but moved back here about a year ago and have been excited to be here and be a part of the Heart Gallery.
And did you join the Heart Gallery when you came back?
I did, yes.
Wonderful. All right. And Jen, tell us about you.
Yeah. I originally from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Decided to run out to Seattle, Washington for college, which I stayed and met my husband and spent about 15 years working for nonprofits. I'm also a professional photographer and ended up, long story, but I ended up, my last position before this was working for the mayor of Seattle. I was on his communications team, spent a lot of time with his media, communications, and I was his photographer. Unfortunately, the mayor, during the second campaign, lost the election, and my husband and I were just trying to figure out where to go and what to do, and randomly, we ended up in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Randomly?
So we did. We had a huge map. We had sticky notes for about a year of our lives, sticky notes, and we're looking and trying to decide. We looked at San Francisco and Atlanta and New Orleans and Chicago, and one day, Tampa Bay came up, and I turned to him. I said, "What do you think about Tampa?" He said, "I thought you'd never move there." And I was like, "Why?" He's like, "Oh, my family lives in Florida." So we decided to come here. We got out of the car. I'd never been here. We were downtown St. Petersburg in the middle of the night, and we looked around, and we're like, we love it.
Really?
So we've been here a year and a half. Seriously, like, we, I call it a mini Portland a lot, you know, from the arts, and just there's just so much going on for the size of the city it is. Mm-hmm.
So what have you found that you like to do here?
And yeah, so we bought a little bungalow, a 1940s bungalow over in historic Kenwood. We're going to concerts. I mean, just the amount of green space was the thing that first shocked me. I was so worried coming from Seattle that was so lush and green, and this is so lush and green and not cold or gray. So we're thrilled to just be outside more. You know, the North Shore Park, one of the prettiest parks I've ever seen in a major city. So we're outside in the concerts and the arts, and it just, there's so much in St. Petersburg. I can't, it's hard to explain. It's like this gem that I had no idea about this area before we got here.
And Bonnie, you knew about it though, huh?
Yeah, I did. And I liked it enough to come back. Mm-hmm. So it's been a wonderful year here, and just seeing this community grow as much as it has since I've been gone has been really exciting.
It really has grown in the past year
alone.
Absolutely.
I've seen it. You know, we're a year and a half, and yeah. I've seen it change. As Central is growing and mm-hmm. Upforth and St. Pete Beach, there's a new restaurant every day out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so. Great. So now let's talk about the work that you do here at Heart Gallery. And so, Bonnie, tell us about your role here and what you do.
Sure. So I am the development manager here at Heart Gallery, and I'm sure we'll get into this as we go, but the Heart Gallery's mission is to increase the number of adoptions of local children in foster care. And so my role within the team is to, first of all, raise the money and raise the awareness, build partnerships with community partners. A lot of what we do is based around our outreach and our awareness in the community. So that's kind of my role and what I do here.
Mm-hmm. And Jen, what does the executive director do?
Everything else.
Goes to Gaylord's. You know, I spent a lot of time just out in the community talking to people. I saw you on Saturday night. It was wonderful at Academy Prep. You know, my job as executive director is to spend a lot of time with the board, having the board help them, you know, with their mission and, you know, their philanthropic efforts and then just the staff, you know. So mm-hmm. I also was a professional photographer, so I'm one of the three of us who has the eye a little bit mm-hmm. there.
So what made you choose this organization? You probably had some other things you were looking at when you came here.
I was. You know, my husband and I met, it's a long story, I worked with kids for years growing up. I was the camp counselor, you know, from eighth grade all the way through college. And I met my husband right after college working with kids, and it was the program we were working at was about 95% free lunch. So the one of the toughest neighborhoods in Seattle. And the kids that I kept falling in love with and just spending so much time with were foster care kids. And I had always said to my husband, like, you know, this is not their fault. Like, the state or whatever happened with their families, this is just, you know, it's our job to make sure that we take care of these kids who have been left behind a little bit. But once, you know, this job opened up and I had a board member call me who knew my history of, you know, mayor's office and political and the photography and the nonprofits and foster care, the things I love, and they all were in the same place. And mm-hmm. so just going to that interview, one of the best interviews I've ever had of just...
Right.
You know, so excited about pulling all those, you know, how do you get all of your skills pulled together? As you know, when it's right, it's right.
It makes for a dream job, that's for sure.
It does.
Well, perfect. So let's talk about the Heart Gallery. Can you tell me a little bit about the history, where it started?
Sure, sure. So the Heart Gallery model actually started out in New Mexico, and it started by a professional photographer who found out about these children in foster care that for many of them wait for years for families to find them. And her idea was, you know, let's do beautiful professional portraits of these children and host them in galleries around the community as a way to spread awareness and build outreach and find prospective families for the children in foster care in New Mexico. And so that organization started, and it's just grown across the country. There's now about 100 Heart Galleries across 48 states, and we are one of them. They are all their own separate organizations, and there's different ways that they exist in different states and cities. So in New Mexico, it's a part of the government, Department of Children and Families, but we are our own 501c3 nonprofit, and we were started just about 10 years ago, June 2006, a group of 10 women came together, and the Heart Gallery of Tampa Bay had started over in Hillsborough County about a year or so prior, and they said, why don't we do this for Pinellas and Pasco? So These 10 women helped to get this up and running, and we now feature all of the children in foster care in Pinellas and Pasco counties.
Wow. And can you mention any of the names of the folks that were here locally?
Sure, yeah. Kristen Brett was our founding executive director. There were plenty of women that were involved, and many of them still are on our board, actually. Jen?
Yeah. I'm thinking some of their names. Yeah. Heidi Akers and Laura Lynn Seeger, April Pizzullo, Ann Beck. There's the names, you know, we're still trying to find a couple more of them from a picture to invite them to our gala. But they, Connie Going, you know, there was a combination of Eckerd and the volunteers.
Great. That's wonderful. So wasn't the mayor's wife also involved in that?
Yes. So Carrie Kreisman has been a big supporter of ours, and she was on our board until last year. She rolled off, I believe.
Yeah, she just rolled off of years of being on our board, and she's still on our advisory council. Right. We're so thankful for her and her husband, the mayor.
Mm-hmm. So my guests today are Bonnie Huff and Jen Nance of the Heart Gallery of Pinellas and Pasco. And so let's talk a little bit more about your mission again. And so tell me exactly, what is your mission?
Sure. So our mission is to increase the number of adoptions of children, local children in foster care. And so we work with Eckerd Community Alternatives, who is the lead child welfare agency for Pinellas and Pasco, as well as all of the case management organizations. So Directions for Living, Lutheran Family Services, Youth and Family Alternatives, and we work with those organizations to feature the children that have often been waiting the longest to find families. So a lot of times they're teenagers, they're sibling groups, and they're kids with medical needs.
And so that's what differentiates you from the other adoption agencies, or pretty
much? Yeah, so the children that are on our gallery are the ones that have been waiting the longest, and unfortunately, family members and relatives have not been able to adopt them once they've been placed into foster care.
And how many kids do you have at any one time?
It varies, but usually 35 to 40.
Okay. And where are they now, basically?
Yeah, they're in foster homes. They're wards of the state, so they're either in large group homes. The teenagers tend to be in larger homes with, you know, bunk beds and big group homes, and then a lot of the younger ones end up in individual foster care homes with a family with maybe a couple other children in it.
And so how many of those kids actually have special needs?
Currently, we have 5 kids on our gallery with medical needs, but it, like everything, varies from time to time.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about the aging out a little bit. That seems like a tough time, certainly.
Yes. Yeah, we always talk. Our outreach manager, Hannah, sends an email to all of us on the day that the child turns 18. That's a very sad day at the Heart Gallery. Mm-hmm. The statistics on children who make it to 18 without a parent are just not great. 2/3 of women by 21 are pregnant. They're homelessness.
Less than 3% end up graduating from college by the time they're 25. Mm. So when a child ages out at 18, that just means that the system of support that they've had through the foster care system and child welfare is unfortunately no longer available to them at most points. So they are kind of left without much.
Mm. Wow. And so you know, I've been very impressed with the process that you've shown me in order to adopt a child. Can you tell our listeners about that process and how potential adoptive parents, you know, can get involved?
Sure. So really we like to tell everybody that there are not many people that can adopt. You have to be 21 years old and you have to have the space in your home, but we like to have people know that there's not many requirements there. The caseworkers work to find families that fit the needs of the child. But to start the adoption process, you would go to an orientation class, and they are free. They're 2 hours, and they're held, I believe, 4 times a month around the counties. And that's the place where you'll learn all about what the steps are for becoming an adoptive parent, and where the process goes from there.
Mm-hmm. And there's some other benefits too, right?
Absolutely. So all children in foster care in the state of Florida receive free college tuition at any state-run college. They also receive free medical care, and it's free to adopt. So there are no adoption fees for adopting from foster care if if gone through the public process.
So do they also get funds for vocational schools?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's community colleges, as long as it's a state-run community college.
Right. That's the
We have quite a few kids in our Gallery Culinary School. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So.
And the medical expenses are paid when? Up to?
23.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's great. Okay. Okay. So, you know, you've had an increase in adoptions over, just since 2014, I think, around 20%. So tell us about what changes you've made, you know, to make that happen.
Yeah, last year we're so thrilled. 43 children in Pinellas and Pasco were adopted through through the work of the Heart Gallery. The biggest thing we're seeing is social media. Things are moving so much faster. You know, for the first 9 years, we had these big galleries and malls and things. Now we're finding that people are wanting around the country to get the information so much faster. So social media and our website, our increased amount of, do you even know our website hits that we're, mm-hmm. we're just, we launched a new website this year with the beautiful gallery of the children, and we're adding videos all the time and multiple pictures of the child, things we couldn't do before. And that with social media, people are sharing. Every time you share a picture of one of these children who's available for adoption, you know, it's just more and more and more people. And you mm-hmm. just need one. You need someone to fall in love with that child.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so there's part I want to talk about your photography and the galleries.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got a bunch of, you've got about 45 churches that currently host a Heart Gallery portrait. You know, that I think is just wonderful. So are you looking for more churches and religious groups to host portraits?
Absolutely. We would love to host portraits wherever anybody is interested. And the Faith-Based Champions program, which you're talking about, that 45 churches are currently a part of, is a great program for us. All the church does is they have one portrait in their church and kind of help to spread awareness about the need for adoption from foster care, and we can have people come in and talk to the congregation about the adoption process, you know, foster care, what the Heart Gallery does, all mm-hmm. of that. And so that's a great way for us to get the word out.
Mm-hmm. And who else can, besides the churches, could host a portrait?
Really, the sky is the limit for that.
Yes. Okay.
We would love to see, we have talked about some smaller galleries and coffee shops around the counties. We having one portrait in a coffee shop with just some information about adoption and how to help is mm-hmm. A great way to get the awareness out. And we're also looking all over for, you know, businesses big and small. If there's foot traffic, we would love to be there.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And has that worked in the past? I mean, have you gotten adoptions through that process?
Absolutely. I mean, that's how the gallery started, and we have hit almost 300 adoptions since our 10-year.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you mentioned also that you have three large galleries in operation, and do you have one that travels too?
We do. So we have two stationary galleries, one at Great Explorations and one at Tropicana Field, and then we have a traveling gallery that you know, you'll see it all over the place. It is about one place per month. It's going to be at the St. Pete YMCA for the month of April. So,
mm-hmm. And so that'll and starting the first day of April, will be there?
I believe so.
Where are they, anyway?
Where
are they located?
Oh, St. Pete YMCA.
I mean, there's a couple locations.
Yeah, I'm not sure on what specific location.
I believe this one's the one on First Avenue South.
Okay, yeah.
In historic Kenwood.
Grand
Central. I don't think it's the neighborhood it's called.
Our outreach manager, Hannah, works on the specifics of all that, and she is wonderful at getting the word out about the galleries.
That's great. And I want to talk to you about those two digital galleries that you mentioned. You know, one was that you mentioned the Great X. What is Great X?
Great Explorations is a local children's museum down by Sunken Gardens near downtown St. Pete. They've been a partner of ours since the beginning. They actually hosted our inaugural gallery, and they've had a stationary gallery in the museum for years, and we're transitioning that to a digital gallery that's a bit hands-on so that the kids can kind of learn about adoption and foster care.
Nice. And what about the one at the Trop?
The Trops, we are working with the Rays to put in a digital gallery at the Trop, so that will be a large TV screen with a looping slideshow of all the children on the gallery. We're very excited about it, hoping it's going to be open by opening day. But it's great for us because we don't have to do you know, pick up and carry galleries, huge galleries all across the county, and we can remotely log in and update the children's portraits. And obviously, Tropicana Field provides a huge amount of exposure for us, so mm-hmm. we are very excited.
And so you also have some other fantastic partners. Would you like to mention some of them?
Absolutely. Eckerd Kids and, as I mentioned earlier, Directions for Living, Lutheran Family Services, and Youth and Family Alternatives are huge partners of ours working with the children. And then throughout the community, we have a lot of people that we are very grateful for that help us do the work that we do. Bright House Networks, The Rays and Center Plate, Clearwater Marine Aquarium, Tampa Bay Times, Pinellas Community Foundation, Hobbs Foundation, Duke Energy. The list really goes on, and we could not do what we do without the help of these people.
So that's wonderful. They really are wonderful partners. You know, I attended a Tiger Bay luncheon where Brian Auld, the president of the Tampa Bay Rays, was speaking not too long ago. And, you know, I was very impressed with his presentation. And one of the things he mentioned was that the Rays have a suite where those interested in becoming adoptive parents can actually meet potential matches at a baseball game. And I remember thinking, what a wonderful program that is. And now I know that it's part of your organization. So just so thrilled to learn that. And so please tell us about that, how that relationship started. And I also want you to tell the listeners the very special story of your latest match involving Rays pitcher Chris Archer and a 15-year-old named Zach.
Absolutely. So we, as we mentioned, the Rays are wonderful supporters of ours, and the suite that the Rays provide us throughout the year during the season for families, prospective families, to come meet the children that are in foster care and find matches for those kids is really thanks to the help of James Shields, who was him and his wife Ryan are and were great supporters of foster care and adoption, and really helped us get off the ground when we started. But I think Jen has more information on what just happened with Chris Archer and Zachary.
Yeah, it was amazing. A couple weeks ago, we were invited to go to the first day of spring training down in Charlotte. Sorry, I'm new.
Port Charlotte.
Charlottesville. There's a million shots. So it's a long story, but a year ago, the Rays had reached out to the Heart Gallery about featuring a child, and we ended up choosing a child named Zachary, who was a big sports fan, a big baseball fan, and also a big football fan. And Chris Archer and Al Rochelle from Bay 9 invited Zach to come spend the day last year in spring training, and they hit it off. This particular child was very apprehensive. He's a little older. At that point, he was 14, and he's a little older and, you know, just frustrated with the system and not sure he wanted to be adopted. It turns out Chris Archer was also adopted, and Al Rochelle as a grandparent of an adopted child. So they spent the day with him, and really, you know, Zachary and the parents believe that this adoption happened because of these two guys who are there, which is awesome. Anyways, the story goes that Bay News 9 was playing this ad and this thing, and this parents up in Niceville, Florida, these retirees saw the ad, and they were thinking about adopting, and they had almost given up on the process, and they saw this child on TV, and were like, with Chris Archer and Al Rochelle talking about it, they were like, that's our child, like, we want to meet this child. And then they went through the process, the class, they'd already had the home study, and it turns out it was a grade match. So A year later, the parents came down the weekend of spring training, were invited back by the Rays. It was the day before their adoption, and Chris Archer got to see them, and Zachary got to talk to him again. It was an amazing day. It was picked up, the story. we're hanging out on this baseball field, and all these other media people are like, what are you guys doing? So the Tampa Bay Times picked it up. Major League Baseball is doing a story about it. It's just rippled through the community, and it's just so great because it shows off, you know, the empty nesters is one of the areas we're looking for parents who have the time, the patience, have probably gone through it, and are ready to, you know, take on a teenager. So the day after there, we went to Zachary's adoption. Brian Auld came. We're so thankful, from the Rays to the private adoption. It was a beautiful day, and we were trying to, the great story is we were trying to not tell Zach about the fact that he was on the Tampa Bay Times because it was adoption day and he was really nervous and, you know, the parents are really nervous and we didn't want to, you know, there's cameras there and whatever. And so we get through the adoption. It was a beautiful, beautiful ceremony. And we walk out and then finally Al Rochelle and I walked up to Zach and we were like, hey, look, you're on the front page of the Tampa Bay Times. See what his reaction is. And this kid goes, I want a copy for every single one of my friends. So, and he's, these parents have just been amazing. The Schreffler family, I pronounce it wrong. The Rays have invited them back down for the first opening day. Yeah. They're going to get a suite, and Major League Baseball is going to follow them with a story that day.
What a great story. And what a great organization the Rays are, huh?
Yeah, they're amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we know for sure at least four of our children were adopted because of the Zach story over the last year.
Nice.
So every time it gets out there, the more adoption awareness there is.
Perfect. So my guests are Bonnie Huff and Jen Nance from the Hart Gallery of Pinellas and Pasco. So let's talk about jobs a little bit. Now, you have a mix of employees and volunteers working together to make the gallery a success. And you know, it's a small organization right now, but it, just in general, what kind of people would you have an interest in that, you know, if they had an interest in this organization, what kind of people could you use here? You know, just on a paid kind of thing. We'll talk about volunteers later, but what kind of openings might you have in the next year or so?
Yeah, you know, I've got more than 20 years experience in nonprofit, and I've sort of moved from administration to, you know, I've done some volunteer management, some communications, and now executive director and photographer. But things we're always looking for are people with experience and passion for nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever nonprofit you're looking, people ask me a lot when I'm out in the community, like, how do I go from for-profit to nonprofit? And I talk about, you know, there's different trainings, like, you know, the Nonprofit Leadership Center here, which we'd ask people to get involved in, but like really having the passion for what that nonprofit is doing. You know, needs that we'll have coming up are, you know, some program based, you know, we're always looking for volunteer photographers, videographers.
I was going to ask about the volunteers next. And so,
How
many professional photographers do you actually have?
We work with a list about 30 that have worked with us in the past year that across the state we have professional photographers who volunteer their time to work with us and these kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're so thrilled. Like, we've got some of the most renowned photographers in the region. The Rays photographer works with us. Maureen Art Center's director of photography. Some of the city's photographers. Ruth Eckert Hall's photographers. So we've got the best of the best. You know, a lot of the premier wedding photographers in this region, too. So we're so thankful for all of them.
All right. And so how much time would a photographer need to dedicate if they were interested?
Probably a 2 to 3 hour shoot, and it depends on, you know, where the child is located is where we base who will shoot, who will be the photographer for the child.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we like to say, you know, a couple times a year, maybe every 3 months you'll get a call for a photo shoot.
Okay.
And while we're talking about it, we're interested in photographers all over Florida.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sometimes our family, our kids might be based here, but in a foster care home, maybe in Orlando or, you know, Panama City or something. We really need it. We need a bigger pool of photographers around the region.
Okay. And should they have a portfolio for you to look
Absolutely.
At?
Absolutely. Professional website. There's some, you know, conflict of interest things that they need to sign and, you know, professional and, you know, have taken pictures with kids. It's a different thing.
Yeah.
You know, and these kids have gone through some trauma. So.
Yeah. Well, and really being able to build a rapport with the kids so that they feel comfortable while they're going through the photo shoot, because they're already in a crazy whirlwind going on with what they're going through in foster care. So it's important to be able to work with kids and have experience doing that.
And we're gearing towards a lot of the Hart Galleries are going towards photojournalism more than the old school portrait professional Sears kind of portraits.
Yeah, and they look wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are beautiful, you know, beautifully done. And so besides the photographers, what other kind of volunteers would you be looking for?
Yeah, one of the things, going back there, I just wanted to mention that one of the great things about these photographs is on the adoption day, the child gets the photographs of the family.
Nice.
So we as the Hart Gallery show up again with the photographer. They get to photograph the ceremony, hand all the pictures, and then we do a picture with the kid. So the kid and the family gets that portrait forever.
Wow,
a lot of these kids have been, you know, moved from family to family and sometimes probably don't have photos from themselves, you know, as a child or young. So this is one way of capturing their childhood.
Yeah. You don't even think of that usually.
Yeah. I mean, oftentimes, you know, if the police are called or CPS or whatever we call it down here, you know, the child is grab a suitcase and we have to go now and may never return to their home.
Wow.
So these photographs are more than just these marketing materials.
Okay. And so you mentioned, I think, looking for some other board directors as well.
Yeah, we currently have eight wonderful board members, and a nonprofit our size, ideally we've been told 12 to 15 is about the board members we're looking at. We've got some people coming in and on, but always looking for people, if you're an adoptive parent, if you're a professional who may have maybe a lawyer or an accountant or some skills, especially communications, photographers. Like, we're always looking for professionals who have experience with nonprofits.
And who are passionate reach out to about us. The work that we do.
So what kind of time commitment for those board members?
Yeah, the board members, there's six. Every other month we have about an hour and a half board meeting. We have a retreat, which we just had, which 25 board members and advisory council came. It was amazing a couple weeks ago. You know, we're also looking for advisory council. If you don't have the time commitment for a full board member, we're always looking for leaders in this community. And then there's a financial commitment of, you know, attend our gala.
Okay. Well, that's good. You know, and that brings us to the interview tip of the week. This is called Job Talk. And so if somebody who does want to apply for a position here at the Hart Gallery of Pinellas and Pasco, what one piece of advice would you give them?
I've been thinking on it, and I think you've got to be passionate about what we do, but also you've got to be really ready and willing to jump in wherever. I mean, when you asked Jen and I what our job roles are, we kind of chuckle because while I might be development manager and she's executive director with a team of three, you've got to be willing to do, you know, every little thing, data entry, cleaning the kitchen, whatever it might be. So I think that when you're looking at nonprofit work and working in small teams, that's the biggest thing is being willing to do whatever's needed to get the job done.
Okay. Jen, what kind of advice would you
have? Yeah, it's the same. You know, I'm just being prepared. I would like to know, like, I've often asked questions, you know, what do you know about the Hart Gallery? And people stumble through answers. And, you know, I want them to know what we do, what our mission is. You know, be prepared. Probably know about me. I mean, I expect people to have gone to my LinkedIn page. And, you know, I want to know that they...
stalking.
Yeah, but they should know what they're walking into. Yeah. And I am always just so surprised. Misspelled first and last names when my resume, you know, just... Mm-hmm. Spend the time and make it impress me. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, we only have time for a few more questions. Ooh. Time's gone by pretty fast. And so I want to talk about a very important event that's taking place on May 5th, 2016. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. We have our annual gala on May 5th because of Cinco de Mayo. It's going to be a fiesta on the field at Tropicana. Again, thank you to the Rays and Center Plate who are really generous and help us put this event on. But it's going to be a great night. We're going to have live band, a margarita bar for Cinco de Mayo, and great food, an auction. And we'll get to hear from some of the families that have adopted in the past year through the Hart Gallery, hear both from the children and adult perspective kind of how that has affected them and changed their lives. And it's a really wonderful night to see what the Hart Gallery does. It's a great way to learn more about us. And tickets are available right now on our website. Or you can call me anytime, and I would be happy to talk to you about it more.
Okay. And we're also looking for more sponsors, of course.
Yep.
Got a big list, but we'd love it to be larger.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And so that's what time does it start?
It starts at 6:30 p.m. to 9:30. So it's a Thursday evening, but it's going to be a great night.
Right at the Trop, too.
Yep,
on the field. So it's right on the field. You know, last year, the attendance was around 400. So that with a big Latin band this year and some tequila.
It's going to be a big party.
It's our 10-year anniversary. So this is a big year for us.
10-year and 300 adoption. So we've got lots to celebrate. And we would love everybody to come out and celebrate with us.
And anyone can attend?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, great. So now, at this time, I'd like to give my guests an opportunity to say hello to anyone that they want. You know, do you have any shout-outs? Did you want to give Bonnie? We'll start with you.
Sure. I guess I'll shout out to my family because I know they'll be glad that I'm talking on Radio St. Pete now that I've moved back here.
Okay.
Awesome. Jenna. And I'll give a shout out to my husband, Adam, who you met the other night, who works up at Ruth Eckert Hall, that hopes to be on your show soon.
Sure.
And then I just want to say hi to my, I don't know if they'll watch, listen to the whole thing, but working the mayor's office, they'll think this is awesome, that I'm usually the one in the corner taking the pictures. Yeah. So Mayor Mike McGinn and the team, I miss you guys, and I'm on the radio.
Well, that's great. And just one last thing, you know, part of the reason I do this is that I want to let people know what it's like to live, work, and play here in Tampa Bay. So I'd like to get your opinion on, and for people listening right now and who are considering, you know, moving their location for the family or business, you know, I'd like to have your opinion as to whether Tampa Bay is a place to consider and why. Bonnie.
Well, I think absolutely. I spent many years, my dad's been campaigning to get me back here for quite a long time, and my boyfriend and I moved back last year, and we've just been so thrilled to be here. There's so much fun stuff going on, you know, with the beaches, with the water, with beautiful parks, everything on Central and downtown. But really what's amazed me since moving back is just how generous and engaged and excited the community is about the place that we do live in. And that's something that's really, you don't see that everywhere. So that's something that I'm thankful to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jen. And we're thrilled. I'm thrilled it's not raining. Well, it might be raining a little bit today, but spending 9 years, yeah. You know, 9 months a year in the rain. But the biggest thing that Adam and I talk about is just, you know, we're coming from professional positions. He was a foundation director out in Seattle, and I worked for the mayor's office, of how quickly in a year and a half people have accepted us. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone seems to be from somewhere, but everyone's just so passionate about it and so connecting. Mm-hmm. This community, how many organizations, and just, you know, we were at three galas this weekend, you know, and just how quickly people are ready for you to be a part of their community.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Everyone's friendly, isn't it? And they really
so
do.
So friendly.
They just care about this place, too, in a different way.
Absolutely.
It does strike you different.
Yeah. Adam and I actually laughed the first time, the morning after we showed up here, we went to the dog park and sat down on a picnic bench, and all of a sudden, like 12 people are like, "Who are you guys?" We're at, you know, Crescent Lake Park, and Adam in Seattle, no one would talk to each other that way. And Adam's like, "Who are all these people?
And why are they so happy?"
We just spent 2 months in the car, you know, but people were like, "Who's your dog? Can we help?" Like, just like, you know, neighbors just show up and mm-hmm. say, you know, how welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, great. Well, listen, I thank you so much for being here today. Yay, it's really a pleasure. So if somebody wants to learn more about the Heart Gallery of Pinellas and Pasco, how can they do that?
They can visit our website, heartgallerykids.org. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. and you can also call our office at 727-258-4806. And we are always willing to talk.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
All right, ladies. Well, thank you again for being
Dean.
Here.
Thank you,
Dean.
Thank you.
So my guests have been Bonnie Huff, the Development Manager, and Jen Nance, the Executive Director of the Heart Gallery of Pinellas and Pasco Counties. It's a terrific organization. If you want to make a donation or are thinking of adopting or know someone who may be interested, be sure to check out the website at heartgallerykids.org. And if you're outside of this area, you can visit the national website at heartgalleryofamerica.org and find one near you, too. And if you are motivated, you can even find out how to start your own heart gallery. It's a great cause, so please check out the website and tell all your friends about it, too. And now it's time for the Job Talk alumni updates. Congratulations go out to Gina Burkett and all the folks at Academy Prep for the wonderful event held this past Saturday evening at the Tradewinds Island Resort. It was a very well-attended fundraising event in a beautiful location. Thanks go out to Joe and Mayor Lou Bordeaux for inviting me to sit at the Radio St. Pete table. It was a pleasure to meet Lois and everyone at that table there, too. The Firestone Grand Prix was also held in downtown St. Pete over the weekend. It's always a lot of fun, and congratulations to this year's champion and winner of this race twice in a row, Juan Pablo Montoya. He was driving the Verizon car. And the Valspar Championship was also held over the weekend in Palm Harbor. If you're a golf fan, both this event and the Firestone Grand Prix were both on TV, and national viewers got to see this beautiful part of the country twice on Sunday. So congratulations go out to the winner, South African Charles Schwartzel, and to Bill Haas, who came in second after a sudden-death playoff. And in downtown Tampa, the Gasparilla Music Festival took place on Sunday, and it's always a good time for everyone to enjoy. So just a lot going on in Tampa Bay area. Get a chance to come down here, please do. And the shout outs today go to all of our Canadian listeners. We really appreciate you tuning into the baseball games and taking the time to listen to the other programs too. I hope you'll continue to tune in to Job Talk every Wednesday at the noon hour and again in the archive section to listen to this and other past shows. Another shout out goes out to Chuck and Leanna in Michigan. look forward to seeing you next week, and safe travels there. And I hope you'll take the time to check out this site and explore all the music and shows that are featured. And if you can't listen live, check out the archive section where you can listen at your convenience. There's something for everyone, and new shows are in production too. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. That's RadioSaintPete.com. Also, if you enjoy listening to this program, please tell your friends and let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests on Job Talk. You can send those suggestions to me at DeanLogan@RadioSaintPete.com. So I want to give special thanks to Joe Bordeaux, Zooey, Kat, Joe, Andy, and also Thomas today, and the entire Big C team. I truly appreciate all of your support. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did, too. So thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSaintPete.com and broadcast live today from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. That's BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Listen again next week at this same time for Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg.